Get lifted. They already know what time it is. Go ahead and get lifted. Get connected with people who's getting lifted. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. This the spot, and this is hot. Get lifted radio, baby, what you got? We rocking with Magic Love, tell them who you got. Let's do it.
This Sunday, the sun is shining here in Georgia. I hope it's shining everywhere else. I appreciate everybody for continuing to tune in to Get Lifted Radio. That was Jennifer with Pickup Lines. Make sure you follow her on Twitter and Instagram at I am Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I. F is in Frank, A-I, R is in Robert. I am Jennifer. You can also check her out on all the digital streaming platforms, Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. Subscribe to her YouTube. And Jennifer, she actually is originally from Chicago and currently resides in New York doing her thing. So shout out to Jennifer and Mirror Society her whole crew over there. They're winning. They're working hard. They're winning. Anyway, tonight or this afternoon, I have to remember not to say tonight because we're not on Tuesday nights anymore. But anyway, this afternoon, our guest, this is outside of my comfort zone. And this is the first time I have interviewed a rock band or anyone of in the alternative rock genre. So this should be fun. I'm pretty excited. And if you haven't been tuned in and following us on Twitter and Instagram, our guest is Blue Alien Mystic from New York. And they are a very, with combining the spiritual revolution, 60s, 70s, along with some grits of the 90s alternative and 80s rock, they've come along the way to spread positivity and love throughout the universe. So I'm excited to interview the guys and just, you know, kind of actually learn a little bit about how things go in a different genre other than genres of the urban industry. So, again, this will be fun. Stay tuned in. If you want to dial in, if you're listening online, you want to dial in, the number is 347, area code 347-826-7536. And I'm going to get into another track. We're going to keep things kind of mellow right now. And I think I'm going to play, actually, I'm going to play Heartbreaker by Mango from Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Mango and her crew doing their thing. You can follow her on Twitter at @sweet_mango, M-A-Y-N-G-O. And here we go with Heartbreaker.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Don't tell me that you care. Rambling on and on how much you love me. You don't mean it. Never did. I wished upon a star that our love never is. Gonna let it go. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. Cause you're gone, heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, I thought you were the one. I thought you were the one, but you're just a heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, caught up with the wrong one. Now I'm sitting by my lonesome. Heartbreaker, don't tell me how I played you when you came in unprepared. For months and months to try to get me, just to lose the best you ever had. I wish you did your part, so the love would not end. Oh, gotta let it go, gotta let it go, gotta let it go. I don't wanna be friends, I don't wanna be friends, no. Loving ended, put me in a frenzy. Everybody say I'm crazy, but I'm not. Feeling like the last one standing on the planet. You're gone, you're gone. Took advantage. I'll be laying with someone new by the time you regret it. I just wanna tell you that I'll never take you back.
Yo, yo, yo. That was Heartbreaker by Mango. You can check her out on Twitter and Instagram. If you look up M-A-Y-N-G-O, Sweet Mango, Mango Heartbreaker, also stream on Tidal, Spotify, iTunes. And before, well, actually, while we wait on our guests, I'm going to get into one of their tracks. And then we'll, you know, get our guest on the line. And from there, if you're listening in, you want to talk to our guest, be sure that you press the one so that we know you want to come live. And when you come on the air, we ask that you respect the guest and the platform. Shout out your name, where you represent, and what it is that you do, if you like as well. And this track right here, it's titled Love Is. This is actually one of my favorites. And you can stream Blue Alien Mystic on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Apple Music. They also have a website, but we'll get into all that when we bring on our guest. Here we go, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Love Is. Bow! Welcome back to Get Lifted Radio. Great afternoon. It's Sunday. The sun is shining here a little bit. We kind of avoided the rain from the tropical storms there in Florida. So that was Love Is, and that love is definitely all of those things mentioned in that track. You can stream that track on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, you know, your favorite digital streaming platform. Stream the music. But no further ado, we're going to bring our guest on the line. We have Barry of Blue Alien Mystic with us, and we're definitely excited about the interview. As I stated, this is the first time I have interviewed anyone in the rock or alternative rock genre along with a band, so this is awesome for me. So welcome, Barry. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for stepping outside the genre you've been doing. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be the first.
For sure. I always try to, you know, when I created this platform, it was definitely kept in the mind of making it available to everyone. So because I work with artists, and I work with artists, one is a horrorcore genre, the other one is more like hip-hop soul, but horrorcore has definitely been challenging for me, and it's taught me like there needs to be more platforms that are open to everybody. So you're always welcome here, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I love what you're doing, and I love that. I love seeing people like you out there promoting independent music from people who are doing any kind of music out there. We need more people like you helping us out, get the word out there.
For sure. We're going to give a big old air horn on that one, because we definitely need more people supporting independent music.
Yeah. I was just talking about that last night. We did a show up here in New York. We're about an hour north of Manhattan. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse from last night. But
that's okay.
We had three bands, and you know, I was emceeing the show, and it was a fundraiser, and I was just telling everybody out there who came, it's like, look, if you know somebody in a band, if you got a friend out there who's making original music, put it out there, share that. What's our like content restrictions on here? Can we drop some curse words on this show? And
be your damn self.
All right. I said share that. Okay. I'm like, supporting people, because, you know, the big artists, they got millions of dollars of budget behind them. They got the labels behind them. Your friends don't. They got you, and that's who they got.
Exactly. And we just talked about that last week, too. Like, and I like how you put that. They have the labels and the sponsors and things like that behind them. And really, if you think about it, you're exactly right. When you're on an independent level and you're trying to build your brand and get out there, your sponsors and your your label are your friends, your family, and, you know, all those who come to be to find your music and come along that way to support you. So you're right about that. Before we get into our interview, just kind of, you know, introduce yourself and a little bit about your band, if you will, please.
Sure. So my name is Barry Manjone. I am the lead singer and guitarist for Blue Alien Mystic. The band consists of myself, Doug Frank, who is also co-lead singer with me, and he plays bass, and Johnny Gutters, who is our drummer and also sings some background vocals. And we got together around September of 2016. We had a different drummer with us originally, had him for a little over a year, and then things kind of didn't work out. So we had to, is that the sad music for things not working out? and then we searched, you know, to find the right fit. We got Johnny with us. He joined us back in like February, and it's been rolling. I mean, he's probably done like six to eight gigs with us since then, so he just jumped right in. And the band kind of came about. I was in another band. It broke up, and then I was kind of searching to try to find my way. I was going to do a solo project, and I just wasn't feeling it. You know, I'm sure there's other artists out there listening who just tune into your show like me, and, you know, when you're just like trying to go in a certain direction and it's just not working. And I just realized that, you know, being a solo artist, to me, I was making it about me. And I realized it needed to be about the music. And in order for that
right.
to work for me, I needed to have it be a band and not have my name on there and have me be the focus of it. So I decided to turn it into a band, and then I had this inspiration from a flotation experience that I did probably a few months before I actually formed the band, where I encountered this blue alien mystic shaman being in this float tank and gave me this sort of download from the universe to go out and spread love, positivity, and spirituality and good vibes through rock music. And so we've been rolling with that ever since, and out there just hustling and booking gigs and recording music and getting out there and sharing the love.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. One important thing that you said was that you had to make it bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to entrepreneurship, I feel like in the books that I have grown to read and articles and things like that, not only just being an artist, but you definitely have to, no matter what field you're in and you're building a brand, it has to be bigger than you. Because
mm-hmm.
if you just focus on yourself, then you lose sight of, honestly, the help that you need. And like you said, sometimes because you are so focused on yourself, you kind of stick in situations, you stay in situations that you shouldn't stay in and things of that nature. So
oh. mm-hmm.
I'm glad you made that comment. you made it bigger than yourself. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I was out there and I already had a bunch of music written for it, and which later became the music for the first EP that we did. And for some reason, I don't know, it just didn't feel right when it was just my name out there and doing it. And it's like, I don't know, there's just like so many guys out there. It's like, oh, it could have been like the Barry Manzone band or Barry Manzone and the whatever. It seems like there's a whole lot of guys with, you know, this guy and the whatever
mm-hmm.
band behind them. And I just wasn't feeling that. And I thought, yeah, I want this to have a whole, you know, I try not to just use the word branding too much, but I did want to have a whole like vision and a mission with this, and incorporate this alien concept and this alien intelligence along with this like earthly ancestral kind of ancient alien wisdom, and put that into the music and put that out there and just try to increase some people's awareness out there and increase some consciousness through that. And when that image of that, you know, the blue alien mystic came to me, I was like, all right, this is it. Let's roll with this.
And that was actually going to lead up to my next question, which was what's the meaning of blue alien mystic? So I'm glad that you went into that for us.
Good. Yeah. Go ahead.
When the other guys joined, tell me how that chemistry, you know, how did you all have to form and kind of get to know each other and grow? I mean, some situations it meshes out, you know, right away, but, you know, how were rehearsals and things of that nature?
Yeah, so I said we had our first show, September 3rd, 2016. As I mentioned before, I was in another band that broke up. And I was just searching, kind of trying to find my way. And one of the guys from that previous band, he was starting his own project, and he booked a show, coincidentally, at the place we played last night. And this is about, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ahead of that gig. He called me up and he's like, "Hey man, I booked this show, but it's 3 hours, and you know my band right now doesn't have enough time to fill that. We don't have enough material to fill that time. Can you, you know, play with us that night? You got a band, right?" And I go, yeah, I got a band. No, I'm ready. I didn't have a band. I had me, and I almost had a drummer. I had a guy who was interested. I had no bass player, so it was just me and a drummer. But I was like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to say I have a band, and I'm going to put that out into the universe, and I'm going to make something happen. And so I started working with the drummer. I found this guy on Facebook and was like trying desperately to find a bass player to work with. And I met this guy. I met Doug through a friend of a friend who, this guy who we had each been in different bands with, and introduced me to him. And yeah, we clicked. We didn't have the Blue Alien Mystic concept yet at that time. I just said, hey, we got some songs. I'll send you some MP3s. Tell me what you think. And we got together, just started jamming and putting some stuff together. We borrowed some songs from previous bands that we'd been in to fill out a 45-minute set for that night. And just kind of came together real quick. And we didn't have time to, like, you know, we were all kind of just gamers. We were just ready to play. And we didn't have time to, like, really feel any drama yet, because things are moving so fast. And so we were clicking for a while there. We booked some shows. And then, you know, over the course of, like, the next year or whatever, then you know, we were still rolling. We were making some music, but at the same time, some drama was starting to build up, some tension in there, and finally came to a head. And that's when we had to part ways with our drummer in November of 2017. We cut our latest EP with him on there, and then we just parted ways after that. So yeah, it's fun. Being in a band is just like any other relationship. You know, it's like a marriage. It's like, you know, a love relationship. You know, there's dynamics in there. There's give and take. There's push and pull and sacrifice.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes you just look at it and it's like, all right, how much am I willing to sacrifice on my end, and how much is the other person willing to give? And sometimes you just have to, you know, make sacrifices and either move forward or let go.
Move forward or let go.
Sure.
I like how you got the opportunity, and, you know, instead of being, I mean, you could have easily made excuses and been like, no, I can't do it. But you were like, you know what? Been waiting for these phone calls, and I'm still going to make it happen some sort of kind of way. And it goes along with your mission, the mission of the band, which is actually, you know, spreading positivity and love throughout the universe. So the fact that you put it out there in a positive form, and it all worked out. So big ups to you guys on that, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
I want to take a quick song break. And I have four tracks, and I play Love Is. We have, I always like my guests to choose, and you're going to choose a track. You'll let the people know, you know, kind of where the band was when you wrote the song and the message that you're trying to deliver, and then we'll get into it from there. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I thought I'd pick one right now. Why don't we, since we're talking about the start and how things all began, we can pick one of the songs. I think I sent you off the first EP, which is Something More Than This.
Yes.
And that song was, that song is really just looking at life. And eventually, you know, hopefully, if you're kind of a seeker, a spiritual seeker like me, you're somebody who just at some point stops wherever you are in life and just looks around, and it's like, man, is this all that there is? There's got to be something more than what I'm doing right now, than just, you know, living the grind and just getting up and being on autopilot every day. And you just look around and you start to look for different dimensions and different levels and things. And that's what this song is about. It's just questioning why we do what we do, and are we capable of more, and can we reach for something deeper in life?
Wow. I'm going to touch on that when we get back. But here we
okay,
go
cool.
with Something More Than This by Blue Alien Mystic right here on Get Lifted Radio.
Somewhere between hope and fear, maybe we
Welcome back to Get Lifted Radio. We're live from Stone Mountain, Georgia, with our guest Barry of Blue Alien Mystic, representing New York. And that was Something More Than This. You can stream that on their First Contact EP. It's on Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, you know, the whole nine yards. You know how this goes, people. Get that on
wherever
your streaming.
You get music.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you had made a statement before we went into that song break, and I think it's very relevant, especially just the way everything is going.
Oh,
overall,
we can do a whole show
like,
on just the way everything is going, right?
And this song, like, oh my gosh, it doesn't, to me, it's almost like this song is so universal to fit everybody. You don't even have to, like, if you don't like rock music, say, I won't listen to rock music, like, this is the, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it definitely, like, I know I listened to it like three times, like, you know what? Am I afraid? You know?
Oh, that's so awesome to hear that. I mean, I kill myself over my lyrics. It's really nice when someone listens to them and just like picks them apart. I really appreciate that. Cause like that probably went through about four lyric rewrites. Like I had the music for it and I would write some lyrics and then I'd like, nah, this is crap and just toss them out. So I finally came up with those. And yeah, I mean, for me, it's like I try to put things together that are at the same time personal and universal. Because it's, you know, my feeling is if I'm feeling it, then someone else out there is feeling it. And it's like, you know, as artists, we often, like, write our own therapy. So it's like if we need to hear it, then hopefully someone else out there needs to hear it, and maybe they'll hear it at just the right time, and it might spark something in them, and I don't know, it, you know, could just change their mood, make their day brighter, make them think more, make them just do something, just change somebody's life in a small way or a big way in some way, but that's our goal out there, is just touch people and reach people and elevate people's consciousness out there.
And you know what? It's so crazy because, like, you really answered one of my questions. I was going to ask, like, when you all decide on a song or even a topic, like, how do you determine what you're going to record? So that's pretty dope. Yeah.
Well, so we it's like, so we try to put together – when we did the EPs, you know, we wanted to have some kind of conceptual thread going together through these things. We didn't want to throw together a collection of songs that didn't really fit well together. We wanted to, I don't know if it necessarily tell a story, but we wanted things that kind of went together. So, you know, with First Contact, that first EP, I kind of like, I could subtitle that Out With The Bad, because I was like sort of testing some things. Like there's a song in there, A Year Ago in Boston, which is about my own personal struggles with depression and suicide. I was very close to suicide a couple of times in my life, and that song is about that. And then there's another song in there called Failure Is My Mentor, which is just about fucking up and learning from it, and then fucking up again and learning from it. And then just, you know, that they say, you know, no failure is only lessons in life. Right.
As we all will continue to do.
Well, but the key to that is you have to keep reminding yourself of that.
Yeah.
And then you have this song, Something More Than This. And so this is all just sort of like learning from struggle and adversity. And then the next album, which is called The Universe Is Mental, is just like taking the next step up from there, is now we're getting that stuff out with the bad. And now we're starting to just question more. So that first song you played, Love Is, I talk about that like some people talk about this argument that people have about guns. You know, it's like, oh, guns don't kill people, people kill people. So that song is about, like, okay, love doesn't hurt people, people hurt people. Mm-hmm. Like, love is perfect. Love is beautiful. Love, you know, is you know, a gift from God. It's people who fuck it up. You know?
It's very, like, true.
But people will be like, oh, I'm never falling in love again. It's like, no. That's going to happen to you. You can't stop that shit. All right, but you can control how you approach that, and you can control who you are in a relationship and the boundaries that you set and the decisions that you make, and that's kind of what that song is about. And then we can go further in that, but that whole album is kind of about questioning things and why we do the things we do and why we act the way we do. And so next we're gonna be, you know, working on some more hopeful songs and some more inspirational stuff going forward. But, you know, all the time trying to just, like, hook you in with some good melodies and bring the rock, too.
For sure. Bring the rock.
We need to bring rock back, man. My friend Greg was just – Greg, shout out to you if you're listening, man. My friend Greg was talking about the American Music Awards were on recently. And he's like, I've been watching this all night with my daughter. He's like, I haven't seen one guitar on here. He's like, where's the rock? We gotta bring the rock back. I mean, you know, I love hip hop and you know, I love you know, I have my own select taste in hip hop and rap. But it's like, I'm a rock guy and I just wanna bring it back so bad.
So with that being said, I personally know, like, very select rock. So mm-hmm. when you say bring rock back, can you name some artists or rock bands that you would love to see rock music kind of grow back into their style or along that line?
Wow. Huh. Yeah. So I like to say when people ask us what our sound is like, it's so interesting when you hear what somebody else thinks you sound like and what you think you sound like as an artist, because it's often very disconnected. So we try to say we're like what would happen if Queen and King Zex got together and made a Prince.
Okay.
So if we take those bands, and those are some influences on us, you know, it's like, I look at King's X was a good alternative rock band back in, like, late 80s, early 90s. Another power trio like us. But then you look at, like, Queen and then also Prince. They were two acts that were, like, hey, what we strive to be like. When you hear some of the other tracks on our albums, you know, there's some rock in there. There's, like, some jazz thrown in there. There's some mellow stuff. There's some hard stuff. And the thing about, like, Queen and Prince is, like, Queen could go from Crazy Little Thing Called Love to a song like One Vision or We Will Rock You. And then Prince could go from, like, Kiss to Let's Go Crazy. So, like, both of those bands, to me, were bands that could span different genres within, like, the rock environment, right? But the beauty of, like, especially Prince, like, Prince could, everything he did, like, he could do R&B, and it would still be authentically R&B and still be authentically Prince. And then he could do rock, and it would be authentically rock, but still be authentically Prince. And the same with Queen. They could span different genres like that. And it's like if Prince wanted to do a country album, he could have done, like, a country album with hardcore, authentic country, but at the same time, somehow, still authentically Prince, you know? And that's what
I can,
like,
totally understand. What you're saying, right now.
So I would love to see that come back. And another band that comes back to mind for me was Triumph from back in, like, the early 80s, because yet again, another, like, power trio like us, but it was just hard rocking, like stadium rock, but always with a positive message. So it's like, I want to bring back, you know, some of that. Like we put it out in one of our Instagram posts lately. We're going for like 70s vibe of spiritual revolution, like 80s sound of like big guitars and, you know, and big vocals and 90s feel of kind of that introspection, you know, grittiness of questioning things like when grunge came out. So we're trying to just like span that whole spectrum there we want to appeal to a wide audience with what we do because we really want this message to get out there.
I definitely when you describe now the direction that your band is going in and then the similarities to the band that you mentioned along with Prince, like
yeah.
I hear that diversity that you are trying to deliver between both of the EP and the Universe is Mental album as well.
Yeah,
like
that
how you
especially. So we've got that track on there, which you're probably gonna play later. The Other Side of Space, which is a real, you know, down tempo, jazzy kind of thing. So we want to be able to like play something like that and have it be kind of authentically chill and jazzy, but also be authentically Blue Alien Mystic. And then another one of the tracks that I sent you, Blacklight, is also, you know, authentically just rock in your face, but also authentically Blue Alien Mystic.
For sure. And while you mention it, let's get into Blacklight.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's
do it. Yeah, let's do that. This features my man Doug on vocals right here.
Doug on vocals. Blacklight right here on Get Lifted Radio by Blue Alien Mystic.
Sometimes I get the feeling
Welcome back.
To Get Lifted Radio. We're live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Our guest, Barry from Blue Alien Mystic. That track right there was Black Light. And we had Doug on the vocals.
Yeah.
Nice. How about those instruments, though?
Yeah. We had fun recording that one.
Nice.
So that's a really good one to crank up and play live. People really dig that one.
I was gonna say, do you get a lot of requests to perform that one right there?
Yeah. We got a couple of people that follow us around. You know, one of whom is in another band that we know follows, and he's always in love with that song.
Nice. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say the one you played at the top of the show, "Love Is usually our closer, and it's a big sing along. So the version that we put out for download, we kept it clean on that. We say "Love is patient, love is kind," but we blow things up because we're out of our minds. We change "blow" to "fuck" when we play live.
Okay.
And we just get everyone in the audience just shouting "fuck" as loud as they can in that spot.
Everybody who had a long week is coming to your concert just so they can sing that song.
I tell everybody, listen,
and
yeah,
do that part.
all the frustrations you got built up, all right, just let it out. Just scream, top of your lungs, all right, help us sing this one. And people just love it. That's our closer. So
nice.
A lot of fun.
So speaking of recording, you know, I've only ever been in the studio with either a singer or a rap artist. I've never seen a band record. I know you need a very large studio, though.
Not necessarily.
No.
So we did, all right, so the first EP was kind of done piecemeal. I didn't have the whole band together yet. And the drummer on that one was a friend of mine from an old band. So it was like he did the tracks out in his studio, which was out in Ohio, and I recorded guitars out here in New York. And bass and vocals out here, it was all separately, and, you know, tracks were emailed to each other and all that. But for the most recent EP, we decided to save money, and what you would do if you had more of a budget would be just to individually track everything. So you track drums, and then you would track bass on top of that, or guitar on top of that. We decided to record all the tracks on this, all the instrumental tracks live. So we got in there and we played everything without the vocals all together. And we didn't need that big of a space because we're just a three-piece band. So that saved us some time and some money. And then we went back and dubbed the vocals over that. And it wasn't too much to do on that. You know, guitar solo here or there. But we managed to bang that out pretty quickly. I'll have my friend Kristen, who sings on "Love Is," come in and do some guest vocals on that. She's amazing. Everybody, please listen to that one again. And I'm working
with
her.
Yeah, we'll
play
that again for
sure. Yeah, I'm working on her solo project with her. We're writing some songs together, so that'll be out hopefully within the next year or so. But yeah, it's we got a real good studio up here by us, just, you know, up north in Manhattan. Guys called Raw Recording. Guy really knows what he's doing, knows his stuff. And got a great ear, you know, and just like lets you kind of flow. That's what a good producer should do. You know, I hear Eddie Van Halen said it a long time ago in an interview. He's like, a producer shouldn't have a sound. Like, you shouldn't be able to listen to a record and say, oh, this producer did it. He should just make the artist. He should bring out the natural sound of the artist. Like, he shouldn't put his stamp on a recording. I agree with that
For sure. I don't like the tag on the beat thing. I don't like it. So, yeah, I definitely understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
So I have one artist. He's the total opposite. He's like, leave the tag on the beat, and I'm still going to, he says, eat your beat.
Okay.
But yeah, I agree with you, because producers, they do get caught up and try to make it about themselves, and I think that producers lose sight that an artist comes to you to actually help bring and develop their sound. So,
yeah. I mean, it's gotten to the point where, you know, some tracks out there, you know, you'll have the producer just like in the parentheses after the artist, you know, it's like on the title of the track. You know, where it's like in some instances they're becoming like a co-artist with whoever the performer is. And yeah, I don't know, for me it's like, okay, all right, I guess that's not what we're about.
So actually that you mentioned that, I know in the urban industry you have a lot of DJs that also do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a DJ artist collab, or it'll be like a DJ saying he's putting out a track and it'll be like rap artists rapping on the track and he's like shouting out throughout the whole track.
Yeah.
So does that happen like the rock or alternative rock genre?
I don't think so as much. I mean, you'll have some guest spots here or there, but for the most part it's artists, and then you might have another artist featured on there. So I don't think that's a thing. And, you know, let me clarify on that. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, you know, mm-hmm. if you've got a producer who's doing really good shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
And if they're putting out a really good product, then yeah, why not? If a producer is also, is a creative person and not just someone who's really good at mixing and mastering and putting the sound together. If they're a creative person, why not put something out there and then collaborate? I think there's room for all different types of collaboration in this music world.
I totally agree with you on that, because one thing I love when I see different urban artists use a band to perform live with them, like, oh, that's so amazing. It can change the view of a song by having a band playing behind versus an artist rapping over a track. And I I recommend that.
I'm giving away my age a little bit here, but like, I mean, one of the greatest things ever was back when we had MTV Unplugged in the day, and I think LL Cool J, he might have been the first hip-hop artist to do MTV Unplugged. And if you go back and find the footage of him doing that with just a band behind him with like some acoustic guitars and drum kit and all that, it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it does. It changes like the whole performance and the vibe of the concert, like having a live band with you. So shout out to the band.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got one more track. We have, let's see. Oh, we got The Other Side of Space.
Yeah, that's our long jam right there. Yeah, we decided to. It's radio friendly tone wise, but not length wise. I think it's like in 6 minutes.
but you know what though, like, it doesn't, when a song has substance, it doesn't seem long. It's when a song is like, really, this is what we got to hear for 3 minutes. That 3 minutes sounds like 6 minutes. So a 6 minute good song, I personally don't think it's a bad song.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, I think we need more creative freedom on the radio today, rather than just, all right, you get this much time, and you got to say what you got to say, and you got to hook people in. You know, we're not giving a lot of artists the opportunity to really tell a story, or be fully creative, or to create something different, to like try some different things, you know, to put something different out there into the world. You know, it's just like the whole popular music thing is just about, no, we just want more of the same, and we just want different people doing it.
Right, exactly. We just need to mature as somebody younger than you in 5 years.
Hello. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So,
perfect.
You nailed it,
that one. Yeah, so this one didn't necessarily, I don't know if it fits in rock genre, but I brought it to the band, and they were like, no, shit, we got to do this. And this is another one where I was inspired by the show Stranger Things on Netflix, if you've seen that.
Yes.
So the whole concept of the upside down and that. And when I wrote this, it was, even now, we just touched on it earlier. It's like this topsy-turvy climate that we're in the United States. And it's like, I know some people, and sometimes you're talking to somebody, and it's like, are you in the upside down? Are we living in the same reality? Like, you know, we're seeing the same stories on the news, and I'm hearing it one way, and you're hearing it a completely different other way. And I'm like, are you on some other dimension? But in that show, you know, it's like you're able to cross over into that if you have, like, the right type of energy, and if you have the right, you know, I don't know, state of mind, you can cross
state
over.
So
it's like, I just tried to put these lyrics together and put the feel of this song out there. Like, look, if we actually just do less talking and more listening, and maybe we can kind of cross these barriers that we think neither one of us can cross, and we can actually just sit with each other and understand each other, and we can start to move forward as a people, as a society, as a human race. And,
exactly. Uniting isn't about agreeing on the differences. It's about being able to work together and equally live through the differences.
Well, it's about seeing what's really real, and it's about focusing on what we have in common rather than what separates us.
Exactly.
And if we could do a little more of that, you know, I mean, if I can go off on a tangent here, you know, it's like in my day job, I work, you know, all over the county where I live, and I work in, you know, some projects down in some low income, you know, neighborhoods and, you know, some urban areas there. And then some volunteer work that I do. We just did a fundraiser last night for this project that we do, where we go down to Appalachia, which, if you're in Georgia, you're familiar with, you know, the struggle that goes on down there, and like West Virginia and the poverty down there.
For sure.
And, you know, it's like issues that people got up here in the poor urban areas are very, very similar to the issues that people have down in these, you know, poor rural areas. And it's like, But yet they're being fed different information by different sources all the time, and there's people in this country, in this world, that just want to pit, you know, poor people of different color against each other.
Exactly.
And if we could just, you know, I'm like, God damn, if we could just like make people see that they got more in common than they have separating them, then we can start to have a little more harmony in this world. So, I don't know, hopefully music is one way we can do that.
And you know that you say hopefully music is one way. We had a little discussion about that last week in regards to kind of how hip-hop developed itself. And it was based on using it as a form of expression. And again, it was due to the state of our country. So
yeah,
and
yeah.
Like you said, it came back around to music, to being able to make noise. And you know, from that, there were changes that were made, but then there were also ridiculous things done by the government as well to try to stop it, just kind of as they do now. But luckily, we have the internet and we have these platforms. Like podcast and other internet radio platforms that allow you to be free and speak. And hopefully, you know, we share them and more people tune in and really like hear real people talking versus CNN and Fox.
That's just what I was going to touch on too. You started in right what I was going to say. I mean, and people, if you're listening to this show and you're appreciating what Maggie is doing here and what we're talking about here, share it with your friends and tell people, because if you want that togetherness, if you want that attitude of like bringing people together and that the music and the art that's going to do it, you're not going to find it on the major networks. You're not going to find it on the major media outlets, because they're just going to put stuff out there that's basically just commercially driven, and it's basically just, it's not even music, it's marketing, for the most part, with a few rare exceptions. Yeah, for the corporate, you know, they want to sell you something. You know, you got to go to the independent sources, whether it's, you know, a show like this, or other podcasts or another, you know, indie blogs or something like that. You got to go outside the mainstream to find that and support people who are out there like doing the independent stuff. I know I'm beating a dead horse with that, but it's like, I can't say it enough.
No, it's needed.
Yeah.
It's needed for sure. Well, I would definitely want to get into this track, The Other Side of Space, since we have spoken on a huge meme behind the track for sure. And you can stream this on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, and also check out their website, BlueAlienMystic.com. And here we go with The Other Side of Space right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
Not so different. something different, but we've seen it and heard it all before. So much confusion, we turn our backs and give up. But it's an illusion, this distance between us.
Radio, we're live from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and that was The Other Side of Space by Blue Alien Mystic. You can stream that from the album The Universe is Mental. It definitely is. So Barry, like, that track, it has a lot of statements that are valid questions, in regards to, like, why do people hate, you know? I don't know why,
you know,
people of non-color don't like people of color. Like, other than the history of the country, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
man, how much time do we have, right? I mean it's I don't know. I think hate comes from fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just fear of the unknown, fear of your status quo being challenged, fear of something. You know, what was that? So, when somebody said it recently, you know, when you've been privileged your whole life, equality, the idea of equality feels like oppression to you.
Huh.
You know?
Wow.
And like, I don't know, people need to just wake up. I mean, I was just thinking about this because they're telling the story, or it was on in the news, was it yesterday or the day before, of Harvey Weinstein, like, turning himself in. I'm like, when we got two black guys being arrested in a Starbucks just for being there and no, not committing a crime. But Harvey Weinstein, who is actually charged with crimes, gets to turn himself in.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that and you don't think there's actually a problem.
He had a great meal before.
I don't, you know, yeah.
Like,
probably
went on vacation,
if you see
time with family.
And you, like, yeah, you know, if you're looking at that and you're not thinking that there's a problem with race in this country, I don't know what else to say to you. It's again, you know, it's like the other side of the page. Are we looking at the same thing? You know,
right.
Yeah.
I just think it's easier for people to turn the other cheek and say that these are my values, these are my morals, this is how it's always been, versus,
well,
like you say, risking the risking, I guess, that their status quo will be changed because someone of an opposite race or a lower income class can now make the same amount of money as you or live in the same type of home or whatever the case may be, when there's obviously enough money here for everybody.
There should be enough for everybody. There really should be. But there is, oh my God, I could go all day on this issue, but you know, but like what I'm beginning to see and what is encouraging is more and more people, at least in my circle, are becoming aware, because a lot of the people that you know, I grew up with, I grew up in, you know, a semi-rural area in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of diversity out there. And, you know, a lot of people out there would say, well, you know, I wasn't responsible for slavery and I didn't do this and I didn't do that. But what I'm seeing more people wake up to is that, no, I mean, you didn't subjugate people and you didn't, you know, commit acts, but more and more people, not people, you know, not of color, are starting to wake up to the fact that they have benefited through policy,
mm-hmm.
and other things that have been institutionalized against people of color that have benefited them, and that a lot of people are just waking up to that now. And it's like when that hits you, there's like a certain amount of guilt when you realize that. And then there's a lot of times when you feel guilt, there's a backlash against that. But it's like you can see that and become aware of that and accept that without having to feel like any kind of guilt. I talk about, I wrote a book actually a few years ago talking about some of my experiences, and I talk about the difference between guilt and responsibility. You know, when you feel guilty, you know, you act out of shame. But you can, instead of feeling the guilt, you can feel responsible, and you can act out of responsibility, and you can act from a place of control, and you can act from a place of wanting to do something to make a positive change. So you can feel that and say, yes, I have benefited from racist government policies because I'm white. One choice is that I can say, well, I'm not a racist and I didn't institute these things, so I don't have to do anything about it. Or you can say, wow, you know, it's really unfair that so many people have been affected negatively this way by these things, and I can do something about it. And I can vote for politicians and representatives who will change this. I can start a movement. I can go out and protest. I can share this information on social media so that I can at least start discussions. And we all know how those political discussions go on Facebook.
Oh,
but
yes,
you know,
for sure.
but still, it's encouraging that I'm starting to see some awareness that people are starting to get of the injustices that have transpired over decades and decades. But it's slow progress, but it's progress nonetheless, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, you and I as well. I, you know, like you said, this can be a conversation definitely that can go on, because it's
yeah.
just one of those things where there's something happening every day in regards to people of non-color nearly. And then on top of that, you have Caucasian kids that go to a school and shoot up individuals, and they also too walk out freely, and they were armed.
Yeah,
obviously, there's clear evidence.
How many unarmed people of color just get shot, and how many white okay, let's just call it what it is, white young males, okay, actually kill people and then get taken into custody.
Almost turning themselves in.
Yeah, you know, and then saying no, I did it because I'm racist and I'm not sorry. Like, come on.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you are open, and not afraid, if you will. I hate to use the word afraid, but I'm glad that you're open, and I appreciate you for having these type of discussions and letting it be known, you know, that there is an issue, no matter. Whether you want to believe there's an issue or not, there is an issue when it comes to...
It's like gravity. Whether you believe in it or not, it's there.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
And it's definitely an issue. So thank you very much.
And the more you deny it, it's still going to, you know, if you jump off a building, you're still going to fall and die. Okay?
Exactly.
You know, you can deny it all you want, but it's still going to keep going on until we start to acknowledge that it's there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, you know, in regards to forming a band, or anyone that's, you know, just out there and they're starting a band, what type of encouraging words or tips would you have for those individuals?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I would say, if you're out there trying to write original stuff, just write as much as you can. Play with other musicians. Put yourself in rooms with people who are better than you, because if you're always the best musician or the best artist in the room, you're never going to grow. You may help elevate some of the people around you, but you need to challenge yourself. So put yourself around people who will challenge you, both with regards to songwriting, with regards to performing. It's great for me when I just like play with other people where I feel like I have to step up my game and challenge myself. So best advice I can give is to challenge yourself, find other people, find chemistry, and be honest about whether it's working or not. You know, I've stayed in situations, again, just like relationships, I've stayed in situations before that weren't healthy, just because you're like, oh man, a good musician, you know, good, I don't know, I'll just insert drummer here, you know, good drummers are hard to find, so I'm just going to put up with some drama here. No, don't do that. You have to decide that you're better than that, and if it's not working, you know, put it out there into the universe that you're going to find something that's going to work, and also have a vision for what you want to do. Even if it's a fuzzy vision at the beginning, have something and start working toward it, and as you start working toward it, that vision will become clearer as you start to follow that.
I love it. I love it. That was great. Like, don't be afraid to be around people who are better than you. People tend to I'm the best all the time. Like, okay, if you were the best, then why don't I see you on the Grammys?
But
that's just to be cliche, you know, like. I come across so many artists and it's so hard for them to take constructive criticism. And unfortunately, I'm not that individual where every track, every video, every graphic, every picture even every post and the caption with it, I'm not going to agree with it. I'm going to tell you if it needs to be better because that's my job. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. And don't judge somebody by, you know, and don't necessarily judge an artist by like how many followers they have.
Exactly.
Or, you know, how much they're putting out there. There are so many indie artists out there who will blow your mind. You know, I use the example of right around the time Adele was hitting it big. I was really pissed off because there was a band out there with this amazing singer who they just got back together and I saw them recently called Company of Thieves. If you get a chance, check them out because everybody's like, oh, Adele, she's wonderful. I'm like, yeah, Adele's great. But have you heard Company of Thieves? Because Genevieve, the singer in that band, is mother effing amazing. And why is nobody listening to this band?
Wow, I'm going to have to check it out.
Company, yeah, check it out. They just put a new EP out. I saw them live at the Gramercy in New York City a couple of weeks ago. And the thing about like indie artists, like you go see them at a small venue, you go see a big artist at a stadium, you're paying how much money, right, to sit rows and rows and rows back to them. You go see an indie artist at a small venue, they'll give you a VIP meet and greet. You get to hug them. You get to have like an intimate performance with them. And it's like magical, you know? So again, I'm going back on that again. Yeah, it's more personable. And then when that artist hits big, you can say, you know, man, I was there. I was right with them right at the beginning, you know?
Yep. It definitely means more. I've been there. To experience with, you know, artists and just putting on indie artist showcase myself and artists that are well put together, have merchandise and, you know, have a good following and things of that nature. And people come to their shows and shake their hands, you know, thank them for being there. And you have to be personal with people. It does go a very long way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, I know. On the other hand, too, artists, you know, if there's artists out there listening, make sure you connect with your fans. You know, once you get that following, just really appreciate that. You know, reach out to them because that's really what it's all about. You know, when I see fans commenting on our Facebook page or Instagram, it's like I try to interact with them. You know, it's like I want to cultivate that. If someone is supporting you, support them back.
I think it's like. When people start talking to you is when you really should be talking the most.
Yes.
And interacting the most. Like, you need to be out there and have a plan with social media and things like that. But for sure, when people start talking to you, you need to be talking. Don't be one of those individuals like, my followers are finally. No, it's like talk to the people. Interact with them. You know, play little games. Like I seen you guys did a cover of a song and you know, somebody was able to figure out the cover. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, then those are the people who will tell their friends about you, and then that will help you grow.
For sure. Word of mouth is like one of the best advertisement forms.
Yeah.
And it costs nothing.
Exactly.
But just to
exactly.
speak. You know,
exactly. Well, you know, before we had the phrase going viral, you know, going viral is nothing more than online word of mouth. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you just remember that, then that'll help keep it in perspective for you.
For sure. So what I want to do is I'm going to close out today's show with Love Is featuring Christian. So,
yeah.
If you want to tell us a little bit more about that track again, just to give people a recap.
Sure. So this is just about how love itself is perfect, and it's just us humans on this planet with our issues that mess it up. And if we just focus on love, then it's fine. And I talked about Prince earlier. This is another song that had like four different lyric rewrites, and the final rewrite came when I just. It was around when Prince died. And I just thought, all right, what would Prince write? And that's where these lyrics came from.
Nice.
So,
well, before I get into the track,
I say it's a song. It's a song about love, but it's not a love song. Shout out to my boys in my band, Doug, Johnny, love you guys, and to my wife, Melissa, love you, and everyone out there who listens to us, supports us, comes to our shows. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And shout out to any of the other artists that appear on your show, or any other artists listening. If you want to collaborate with us, reach out to us on our Instagram page, Facebook, wherever. You know, we'd love to work with anybody if they want to collaborate on a single or do something like that. Reach out.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Shout out to everybody who's involved.
All right.
With the Blue Alien Mystic Journey, you make sure you check them out and follow them on the social media platforms, as well as streaming their music on the streaming platforms. And Barry, I definitely thank you for a great interview. It's been fun for real.
I'll make sure I get you over the
MP3 on this as well.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to close it out with Love Is featuring Kristen. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in once again. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Get Lifted Radio, on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. And make sure you follow our guest at Blue Alien Mystic. Everything is spelled properly. And here we go with Love Is. Have a great afternoon and enjoy your barbecue for those out there on the barbecue.